that is gonna get down.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Antonio Mounsel. I'll be your host. You're listening to Stay 100 Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about everyday life and everyday situations. First and foremost, I want to say my co-host Larry Duncan has been really, really busy over the past few months. He will be joining us in the next couple weeks. Larry is fine. He's okay for anybody out there wondering. He's in the process of getting his real estate license. Not only that, he is flirting with retirement from his computer technology engineering job. Larry has been with the company for like almost 22 to 23 years. So he wants to just move on and do something different. So we're excited for him. But first and foremost, I just want to jump into the show and just say how you guys been. And I know it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since we dropped the episode. But I've been busy doing direct sales and coming up with podcasts and scheduling people and a whole lot of everything. So this is a topic that I kind of want to touch on for the last couple of weeks, really the last couple of months, PPP loan. It's something important that I really want to talk about. As you guys know, if you're not familiar with the PPP loan is something that came on the surface really, really popular on the surface last March 2020. When COVID-19 hit. So we kind of want to touch on that. It's crazy right now, man. The PPP loan, in a sense, it's a good thing for a lot of people, but it's a bad thing for a lot of people. So we've been wanting to talk about that, man, and just kind of jump into it, man. We kind of just wanted to kind of jump into it. If you're not familiar, like I said, with the PPP loan, it's a loan that came out for business owners, small business owners, or if you're operating business, you had to generate around 10K, I believe, in order to get this loan. But there's a lot of people out there that's doing a lot of fraud to get this loan, acting like they have fake businesses. A lot of people having fake businesses, coming up with all kinds of schemes to get this money, and a lot of people are getting punished for it. There was a If you're familiar with watching the news or anything like that, or you watch the show, the popular show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, there was a guy on there that was a main character. He just got sentenced to 17 years. He got sentenced to 17 years because I think he took $4.4 million in asset, $4.4 million in cash on the PPP loan, and he lied about a business. He wasn't even worth $4.4. I think he was... Maybe he might have been worth $100K, over maybe at the tip of $100K. He took 4.4, and what people got to realize is, man, when you take this PPP loan, the feds and the government are watching, especially if they got your bank account information, if they got your Social Security information, if they got receipts or you leave a paper trail and you know you're not legit. Best believe the feds are watching. So he didn't obviously do his homework because he just got sentenced to 17 years last week. Like I said, Love and Hip Hop star off ATL. Love and Hip Hop ATL is a really popular show, hip hop show. This guy got 17 years. Apparently, allegedly, he took $4.4 million, and he used $906,000, I believe, and trying to create a small business that never came up. So the feds were watching him between 30 and 60 days, guys. 30 and 60 days of him getting in this loan. He wasn't even worth $4.4 million. I believe he was just worth I think they said $100K net worth. But see, that's where he messed up at, how he played that. How he should have played that was, He should have never got. He should have never got that loan. He got a loan for 4.4. He should have never got a loan for 4.4, especially when his net worth won that much. That's where he messed up. That's the first red flag. Then he got to think how he operating. He operating. You know, all the money was coming to his bank account. You think the banks and the government and the feds ain't gonna watch that? Oh, they watching. They watching. So how he played that? He didn't play that right. And if I was him, if I was a different person, I wouldn't have played it like that. I wouldn't have played it like that. He should. I could see if he would have got 40,000 or 50,000 or maybe 70,000 or something like that, under 100 grand of his net worth. But how he played it, that was a red flag right there. And then they said he bought a. I think some kind of luxury car. He bought a lot of stuff. He paid $40K in child support. I get that. If he was that behind, I get that. That make a little bit of sense. But my thing is, what did he think he was doing? How did he think he was going to pay this $4.4 million back? He was not thinking. He was in a rush. You can tell he was in a rush. You can tell that he wasn't very smart in how he played this. I would have never played it how he played it. He was in a rush of doing stuff. And not only did the feds, the government, or the bank that he had, they all caught on real quick within 30 to 60 days, according to reports out there. So this is what I'm saying. This is why I wanted to touch on the PPP loan. People got to understand, when you take a PPP loan out, and I don't think this guy even had a business at all. I don't know. You got to have at least 10K. You got to have employees. You got to have distribution. You got to have a product. The main things is employees. They're not just going to look at him. They want to see how many employees are you going to pay? How much product do you got in? How much distribution are you going to push out? You know what I'm saying? See, he didn't play that right. And see, the feds, this is an easy case for them. I wouldn't have played that how he played that. But it's just not him. He's just probably the biggest celebrity out right now that got caught with that. But it's a lot of people. It's a lot of normal people, 9-to-5 people. It's a lot of scammers out there that's doing it. It's a lot of everybody that's out there doing it. See, the government, they watch everything in your bank account. They watch everything, especially if you're making over 10K, especially if you're getting over 10K, you're depositing over 10K. That's already a red flag right there. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, he didn't play that right. And I'm seeing all these on all these news reports and all these outlets right now. There's a lot of people that's doing it. Like I tell people, if you ain't got 10K, or if you ain't got a legit or real business, you should not be applying for that PPP loan. Because all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. It's a lot of people out there that I've seen like talk about it on Twitter and on Facebook, how they're nervous. And apparently there's a PPP list out where they have released everybody's name, whoever got the PPP around the world. Now, I personally haven't seen the list. I'm eager to see it. I want to see if I see anybody's name on there. But people should have thought about this. If you didn't have a legit business, you know you didn't have no business getting this PPP loan. So I'm talking to everybody in general about this. So if you ain't got a legit business, and I think it may be over now. I don't even know if people can still get the PPP loan. If you don't have a legit business, you have no business doing this. See, you ain't, especially how that dude from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta played it. He didn't play it right. If he was going to do this, he should have played it a lot smarter and smoother. He was not thinking. Now he got 17 years over his head in the federal prison. He wasn't playing that right. See, the government, they're going to get receipts. He probably had receipts laying around, bank statements. You know what I'm saying? They already seeing what you're buying. He bought like a Lamborghini or a, it was some, or it might have been, it was some kind of luxury car. I can't think. I don't know if it was a Lamborghini or Mercedes Benz. It was something. But the feds caught on to that. The government caught on to it. the banks caught on to it. You got to get that bank statement. They're going to see what's in your bank account. But my thing is, I want to talk about this topic is, if you're going to do fraud, you really got to think about this before you do it. You know what I'm saying? You really got to think about this before you do it. If you're going to be legit, yeah, you could have done that. And the thing is, he makes enough money where he could have bought a couple trucks, or he could have bought like a lot of vending machines and put them around Atlanta, or he could have had like a little small business. He could have took out that $40,000 or $50,000 or that $60,000 loan, and he would have been straight because his net worth was over $100K. So the government and the banks and the feds would have seen that, but like, well, he good right here. He good right there. But see, he wasn't thinking. He was just thinking to get that quick money. And like I said, within 30 to 60 days, they already caught it. So he ain't really get to enjoy the money like he wanted to, or like he thought he was. So that's what's going on right now. That's what's going on. Man, it's just, I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time because there's so many people on the internet. You see, like, up until last year, March 2020, all the way up to until now, man, you see so many people were having so much money. And a lot of that behind that was, yeah, the government and unemployment and a lot of people getting food stamps and a lot of people doing this and that. A lot of people did start businesses. I'm not taking anything away from people that did start legit businesses. So a lot of people was getting a lot of money. But a lot of that was the PPP list too. So I'm telling people right now, man, if you about to start a business, go ahead and just go. You might as well just go legit. You might as well go legit because the feds, they going to see them bank accounts. They going to see what you used to making. They going to see what's in and out. Not only the feds, the banks. The government, they know everything. They're too smart. So you gotta play. You gotta play it like them. You gotta play it like you playing offense and they playing defense. You gotta know what play to make. And see, the guy, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. So you gotta know what play to make, and you gotta make the right move. So man, I really wanted to touch on this topic, and I want to hear what you guys got to say in the comments and all that type of stuff. When I post this on social media, and you can message me on, obviously, on my Anchor account with podcasting and everything, on my podcasting channel and everything. But, man, I just wanted to touch on this PPP loan because it's something that's really, really popular in the world right now. It's really, really popular in the world. And it's a lot of people getting caught up for it. Like I said, man, the guy didn't play that right. He didn't play that right. How he did that. He should have been smarter than that. I'm not saying he ain't a smart guy, but because he was already making 100K, so he got to have some kind of sense. But how he played it, though, I wouldn't have done that. Because if I would have took a loan out like that, and if I know I'm making 100K, I would at least got something for 20, 30, or 40, or up to 50, 70 grand. I wouldn't have got nothing over a million. I definitely wouldn't have done that. That would have been red flags all over me. And like I said, the banks, the feds, the government, they watching everything come in and out. So they probably was wondering, how you worth 100K, but you just took out a bank loan for 4.4 and you never had a business. See, that ain't adding up. That's not adding up. So that's what's going on right now, man, in the news. A lot of people, like, it's a lot of people getting caught up in this scheme of the PPP loan, man, for real. And like I said, I don't know anybody personally. I know a couple people personally that got it, but they have legit businesses. Now, I don't know anybody personally. It's a lot of people they've been showing on news that don't have legit businesses that they've caught on to. I'm just saying, man, if you're not going legit with this business, you ain't got an LLC, you ain't got a business trademark, you ain't got a business account, you ain't got products, distribution, employees, they gonna look into you, bro. They gonna look into you, even if you're the only employee as of right now, and you still got an LLC, you got a business trademark, you got a business account, and you can prove the income that you're making, then yeah, you legit. But it's just, I guess, when they seen, when they looked in his bank account and they seen how he bought that luxury car. Not only that luxury car, they say he spent $40,000 on child support. He never had the money before. He might have been paying it this whole time, but when he put 40 bands on that, that's when they seen that. Like I said, he didn't play that right. I wouldn't have done it how he did it. If it was me and I knew that I wasn't legit, not saying I would do this, but I'm just saying, like, if I was in his shoes and I knew I wasn't legit, I wouldn't have played it how he played it. He didn't play that right. He didn't take his time. He was thinking too much about the money because he knew the money was about to hit his car or however he got it. He didn't play that right. And that just goes to think he thought he was smarter than the system. You can't beat the system. You can't beat the feds or the government. If you do, you got to be smarter than them. You got to be two steps ahead. Man, this is a topic I've been wanting to talk about, man. And like I said, if you got that PPP loan and you legit, go after it. Get that money. Get that money so you can generate more income and flip it. You can have a real legit business. But if you do not got that PPP loan, do not take the risk of trying to get it. If you know you ain't got no real legit business, because it will not end at the end. It will not end good for you at the end or anybody else. It wouldn't. It just don't make no sense. And I've been seeing it on the news outlets. I've been seeing a lot on Instagram and Twitter and social media. And it's everywhere. And I've been seeing different stories, man. He just didn't play that right. I wouldn't have never played it like that. But this is just a topic I wanted to touch on. And because I know it's a lot of y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, that during March 2020 and up until now, thought about getting a PPP loan. Like I said, if you legit, go ahead. Try to get it. You know what I'm saying? Try to get business loans through banks. Try to start your own business up. But know that you got to have employees. Know that you got to have a product. You got to have distribution. You got to have an LLC. You got to have the business trademark. You got to have those things in line. Because the one thing about the feds and the government, they're going to pay attention to you. One thing about the banks, they're going to pay attention. They're going to know what's coming in and out. They know what you deposit and taking out. You got to know how to play that. These people are smart. These people ain't dumb. You just got to know how to play it. Yeah, I wouldn't have made that move he made, man. I wouldn't have never made that move. Not like how he did that. He wasn't thinking. But it's just something that I wanted to talk about, man. I definitely want to get some more people on the show here soon. And I want to talk about this topic with some more people. Some legit people that got their own business. Like, I'm in the process of right now. So I know I got to get an LLC. And I know I got to get my trademarks. And I know I got to, you know, if I have some employees, I got to have different employees. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to sign up for something I know that ain't going to be legit. I got to do something legit because, like I said, the feds watching. The feds definitely watching. You know what I'm saying? And you've seen proof of it. They're showing on Instagram. They checking out the Instagram page. And you know they saying, how he doing this? How he doing that? How do he pay for that? He was just making $40,000 a year. On ATL on the Love and Hip Hop show, so how he accumulate $4.4 million? The feds watching, you know what I'm saying. So be careful what you do, man. If you're in business, be careful what you do because somebody out there watching, the banks watching, the government watching. You know what I'm saying. It's how they do things. If you're gonna do it, you gotta play defense like they playing offense. So if they throwing like Aaron Rodgers, they throwing like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. You gotta have two cornerbacks. You gotta have a Akeem Tlaib. You gotta have a Akeem Tlaib. You gotta have a Deion Sanders, and you gotta have like a Ed Reed in the back end. You gotta have that Ray Lewis. You feel me? So that's where I'm going with this right now. PPP loan, man. It's a lot of people getting that PPP loan and qualified right now, and they thinking they're gonna get away with it. Some people might get away with it. Some people might get away with it. But if you ain't got a legit business. You heard me say this. They coming for you. They coming. Yeah, they coming for you. They coming for you. So I've been wanting to talk about this PPP loan for a while, man. It's dangerous. I'm seeing what's going on right now. I ain't messing with that PPP loan. I ain't messing with that PPP loan. I don't trust it. I don't. Also, we got some guests coming on the show in the next couple of weeks. I got two or three people that's been on the show before. They'll be joining the show soon for live updates. And we're really excited about them coming back on the show. Right now, we're just trying to schedule everybody around their time. Everybody's busy around these days. It's just now jumping into fall, man. hope you guys are still listening to all the episodes. We got a lot of episodes out right now. We're nearby on episode 25. Like I told people, I tell people to this day, if it weren't for COVID last year, we'd be in episode 30 right now. We would have been. But it's okay. We're moving along. We're moving forward. We're still excited about the podcast. We still got a lot of listeners and a lot of people out there supporting us. So we're really excited about it. Like I just said, if just going back to the PPP loan, if you ain't legit, don't do it. If you ain't legit, don't do it. If you're legit and you got the right, you got all your ducks in a row, go do it. But do not listen to nobody that ain't legit because they don't know what they're talking about. I just wanna touch on that, man, and let everybody know what's been going on. I just know for me, I wouldn't never done it how he did it. I wouldn't have done it how he did it. But it ain't just him, honestly. He's just the biggest name right now in the news. He's just the biggest name right now in the news. I just wouldn't have done it how he did it, man. He didn't play that smart. You listen to Stay 100 Podcast. I'm Antonio Mansell. This was a sneak peek on PPP loan. If you ain't legit, don't do it. Gone. Talk to you later, guys.